Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to WDW Park Hoppers Live. We are coming to you live tonight from Wine Bar George, the newly opened
Wine Bar George.
We're so excited. I cannot tell you how.
Wait, where is Wine Bar George?
Wine Bar George is here in Disney Springs. And I am so excited. We've been stalking this place for weeks. Ever since I got to do the press event a few weeks ago, we've been really, really looking forward to this opening up. And we literally just got done meeting and hanging out with George, which is always an exciting time. So welcome. We have put the bourbon experience here at Disney Springs on hold, just because you wanted to celebrate the opening of Wine Bar George. So
now, Disney Springs is still continuing their Discover Bourbon event. So if you are going to be here down here at Walt Disney World, definitely come check it out. They actually now have the little passport book, so it is not just about the page or the sheet or whatever you print out online. They have the updated passport. Definitely come and check that out and check out Wine Bar George.
All right, so having said that, my name's Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And welcome to WDW Park Hoppers Live. You can find out more about us over at WDWParkHoppers.com. You can also find us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and
No Snapchat.
At WDW Park Hoppers, and you can also listen to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. I think that does it pretty much.
I think that covers it.
So, with that being said, can you, you want to tell them about what we're doing this weekend, or you want me to?
You.
All right. So
it is getting much louder in here, so if we lean towards the camera, or if you really can't hear us, let us know, and we'll just move the camera closer and hand off.
Yeah,
that might work.
Let us know if you're hearing us okay. That's a big deal. We want to make sure that you can hear us.
It was quiet about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, a big group just came in, and it got really super loud. So it's
a beautiful space, but as you can see right here, it's brick walls. There is nothing absorbing sound here.
Right. So, let's see here.
So, what are we doing this weekend, John?
On Saturday, we are going to Hollywood Studios, and we're meeting up at the Baseline Tap House, and we are having a live meet and greet with all of our friends. Disney Parks Podcast crew is going to be there. Tony will be there. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be there from 7 until 9 o'clock. And then after that, we're going to go check out the movie spectacular and the Star Wars fireworks spectacular. It's going to be amazing. Love to have you visit us there. Man, it's gotten loud. That's crazy. You go ahead and tell me about the first thing, and then I'm going to be right back.
Okay. All right. So because of that, I'm going to move you a little bit closer. Just to make sure that, you can hear. So what we would love to tell you about is there is also a new fireworks dessert party coming to Magic Kingdom. This is going to be, in addition to the legendary fireworks that we have over Disney's Cinderella Castle, there will now be a special viewing over in the Plaza Garden, which is the garden right in front of the Plaza restaurant. And this is also, we actually saw some friends having a picnic there during the most recent, I'm having absolute missing my words today. I'm trying not to say bad words. So during the most recent Dapper Days, there was a beautiful picnic laid out. It was just wonderful. And so at this wonderful dessert party during the fireworks, they are going to offer treats inspired by each land. That will include a s'mores action station inspired by Frontierland, a pineapple delight from Adventureland, the ooey gooey toffee cakes from Liberty Square, macaroons from Fantasyland, and a cookie table inspired by Tomorrowland. And of course, Main Street USA is contributing their strawberry tarts. So we are very excited about this. And for those of you without such a sweet tooth, there will be also cheese cubes, spinach dip with crackers, and homemade egg rolls. So fresh fruit will be available, and there will be sparkling apple juice, coffee, tea, and milk to drink. So this dessert party will actually start this summer, And on July 3rd and 4th, and select nights during the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and also the Very Merry Christmas Party, guests can enjoy special themed holiday treats with the holiday fireworks. So we are actually very excited about this. The part that does not excite me is that it is $69 for adults and $41 for children. Tickets are available now. You can make reservations anytime you are ready. And you can make reservations either online or by calling 407-WDW-DINE. So hopefully you will get to come out and enjoy that. And if you do watch, definitely let us know.
All right. So let me do this one little thingy here. Pardon me. That should help us with a little bit of the audio trouble.
Okay.
There you go. I knew.
Oh, I got a refill.
Yeah,
a
refill. So, if you've ever been to the Coronado Springs Resort, you should be familiar with Rick's. And since they're changing the resort, they're adding the new big tower of hotel rooms. Rick's has been closed and being refurbished into more of a sports bar and grill. Now, if you were ever in Rick's before, it was definitely not a sports bar, and it was definitely not a place that you would go and get a lot of food. But it appears that Rick's Sports Bar and Grill is now soft opened over at Coronado Springs to update Rick's Lounge, which it was before, will now be accepting reservations and has begun serving both lunch and dinner. Reservations are currently being accepted before June 2nd and after. The appetizer menu features lobster sliders, Parker House rolls, veggie lettuce wraps, and wachos, which is a crispy waffle fry loaded with queso blanco, bacon, and scallions.
I think it's supposed to be queso blanco, one word.
Yeah, right.
All right.
So, yeah, they've got a lot of other offerings as well. They have sandwiches. They have all sorts of heavier items as well as salads. So all the sandwiches there are served with a choice of waffle fries, sweet potato fries, green apple cabbage slaw, beets, and goat cheese. For something more substantial, Rick's offers 15 spiced barbecued ribs, New York strip steak, and ale battered fish and chips. They also have special new desserts, a key lime pie, and a dark chocolate cake. So Rick's is open for business again, and now it's more of a sports bar and grill, and I think the pricing is probably a little bit more reasonable.
I noticed that you were avoiding telling the prices, and so most of the smaller items are absolutely reasonable. There were a few things that seemed a bit high, but they very much fell in line with Disney pricing. So
That
is what to expect.
They're in it to win it, kids.
Absolutely.
So before we move on to the next thing, we want to make sure that you know that you can go to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. If you're going to go do some shopping on Amazon, why don't you help us out by clicking on the link over at www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. And any shopping that you do will give us a couple of pennies back. It doesn't cost you anything more. It just helps us out. Or if you're looking for something a little bit more couture, you can go visit www.parkhoppers.com/shop. And it's curated items by Sarah and myself, things that we love that you can find over on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything more.
It's things that tugged at our heartstrings.
Absolutely. So there's that, www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. Help us out. That keeps the show on the air.
So before we move on, can you guys tell me, can you hear us? Let me know. We're trying to speak up a little bit without adding to the noise pollution in the bar. So, all right. So I know that we have talked about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and the Christmas party dates for 2018. But today we have another holiday update, because before we know it, Thanksgiving and Christmas will be here. I know, it's a little scary to think about, but it's going to be June next week. So, all right, so now we want to talk about the 2018 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. And also, in addition to that, there will be the Candlelight Processional. Both of these are going to be starting before Thanksgiving. We are very excited about that. The International Festival of the Holidays will come to the park November 18th through December 30th. This is Epcot only. and the Candlelight Processional will return this year. And for the first time, it will open for Thanksgiving. It opens on November 22nd.
Oh, wow.
And it will run through December 30th.
Wow.
So, the Festival of the Holidays invites guests to discover holiday cheer throughout the park and across all 11 showcase pavilions. There will be special entertainment, storytellers, seasonal favorites at the holiday kitchens, and also eye-catching holiday decor. So, and each land gets to choose and participate in things that are actually very personal to them. So you'll get to hear about the different stories of Father Christmas from all the different countries. And it's really just a nice way to spend the holidays and to learn a little bit more about our world. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Well, yeah. And then the Candlelight Processional. If you have never come and seen this, this is actually one of John and I's favorites. It is a must-do for Epcot guests. It is a retelling of the traditional Christmas story, read by a celebrity narrator and accompanied by a mass choir, a live orchestra, and members of the Voices of Liberty. And this actually holds a near and dear place to our hearts because we are good friends with the gentleman who wrote it and some of the members of the Voices of Liberty, so it really, it tugs at our heartstrings every time.
Absolutely. It's an amazing experience. If you wanted a unique telling of the story of Christmas, this is definitely one of the most unique.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And then you can go, if you get a late enough show, you can go and you can watch Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, and see the holiday tag at the end of it. That's even more special.
That is very nice.
All right.
And I do have to tell you, one of my favorite stories is that the first time they brought in Whoopi Goldberg as the narrator, the gentleman who wrote this rendition was actually a little worried because, you know, her comedy can be a little edgy. And he said that she was so respectful and so reverent, and he just thought it was the most beautiful thing he'd heard. And so he absolutely was won over by her that year. So there's something about the power of the Christmas story.
Yep, excellent.
All right.
So, we're all good. Thanks. Something
Avery
crazy
has been taking great care of us.
Yeah.
So come out, ask for Avery. He's been wonderful.
If that is his real name. Something special is opening up.
What's opening up, John?
Toy Story Land's opening up on June
30th. There's a Toy Story Land?
Have you not heard?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I'm just not watching enough of the podcast.
You've not been hanging out with Tony Calcinova of the internet because he's eat up with it.
He's always eat up with it.
So there's going to be a very special preview of Toy Story Land during the Toy Story 3 showing on ABC tomorrow night, this Wednesday. So if you're listening to this after Wednesday, May 23rd, you can probably
have a special day, John. You should know May 23rd.
It is a special day. Happy birthday to Park Hopper Mom.
Hi, Park Hopper Mom.
So Disney's going to be offering viewers a special sneak peek preview of Toy Story Land, which is coming this June at Hollywood Studios. The preview will be shown during ABC's showing of Toy Story 3. You remember Toy Story 3? The preview is going to be shown during Toy Story 3, May 23rd at 8 p.m. And here's what Disney has to say, and I quote, "This Wednesday, May 23rd, tune into Toy Story 3 on ABC from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to join your favorite Toy Story pals, Woody, Buzz Lightyear, and the rest of the gang return for an all-new adventure. They join a few new faces, some classic, some plush, including Barbie's counterpart, Ken, played by the inimitable Michael Keaton.
Well, there's also a thespian hedgehog named Mr. Prickle Pants.
And then the strawberry-scented Lots O Huggin' Bear. Throughout the night, actors Zach Braff and Eden Schur.
I don't think there's a name in that.
Zach Braff? Sorry, Zach.
We're too old. He's a kid. Yeah.
We'll give viewers front row access to the new Toy Story Land opening June 30th. Toy Story Land is slated to be open on June 30th and will bring two new rides to Hollywood Studios, the Alien Swirling Saucers and the Slinky Dog Dash, joined obviously by Toy Story Midway Mania.
Well, and of course, there is also going to be Andy's Lunchbox, which is the new quick service restaurant.
Yep.
And I'm sure, in true Disney fashion, something will end in a gift shop.
Absolutely it will. Well, not exactly, because they didn't necessarily plan for gift shops. Remember?
I'm done.
The place that our friend used to work at is now a Toy Story.
Yes. Yeah. All right. There will be a Toy Story gift shop.
And things happen. All right. So, the last thing that we want to talk about is we got to take part in a very special press screening last night.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Of Han Solo's movie, Solo, A Star Wars Story. So, in the movie, you get to board the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far, far away. In Solo, A Star Wars Story, an all-new adventure for the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy. Through a series of daring escapades deep within a dark and dangerous criminal underworld, Han Solo befriends his mighty future co-pilot Chewbacca, meets the notorious gambler Lando Calrissian in a journey that will set the course for one of Star Wars' most unlikely heroes. In a nutshell, what did you think?
So we walked into the movie theater expecting a train wreck. Those were the exact words out of my beloved co-host. And we were pleasantly surprised.
We were more than pleasantly surprised. I was excitedly surprised.
And there, of course, were some moments that they were very brilliant about, that something happened. And then John Williams score just kicks in and it just takes you along. At that moment, I was swept along.
Yeah.
I was done being skeptical. I was done looking for the train wreck. Well, that kind of train wreck.
Wah, wah.
Spoilers!
It's such a good movie. I mean, here's the quote that I gave the press people last night. It is a worthy addition to the Star Wars canon. Completely.
Yes.
Hey, Beatrice. It is totally worth going to see. And it truly does belong in the Star Wars universe. It's a great movie. And I know on the front end, they had some problems with the two directors.
Producers from
the Lego movie. And they let them go, and we were like, oh, this is the death of this movie. And there was a lot of stories coming out saying that Disney was already writing this off as a failure. And unless I'm completely broken as a Disney fan and a Star Wars fan, this movie rocks. It's really good.
It was very good.
Ron Howard stepped in and did an amazing film, did an amazing job bringing this film together. And I also heard a lot of stories about how, Aiden Ehrenreich was kind of wooden and he didn't really play a very good Han Solo. And I didn't think that at all. I thought he did a great job. For what he was doing, I mean, let's just be really honest. Back in the 70s when Harrison Ford became Han Solo that we all know and love, I don't necessarily think that he was a phenomenal thespian in his own right.
He was young,
just like Ehrenreich. I got it right down.
Just
I can't say
Aiden.
His name. Just like the guy who's playing him now. A lot of room to grow.
Is it Alden?
Alden.
All right, we suck.
I'm screwed.
You know what? Just like Han Solo Jr.
So, the thing is, for me, there were a couple of real standout performances. I know that you really liked Donald Glover's Lando Calrissian.
I thought he was amazing. You hear him before you see him, and it was him.
Lando Calrissian.
I mean, he had the voice, he had the mannerisms, he had the intonation. It was beautiful. It was actually a little harder because Alden was not playing, you know, Harrison Ford playing Han Solo. He was playing Alden playing Han Solo.
Right.
Whereas Donald Glover, you know, he was playing everything that character has become.
Right, absolutely, and it was really good. The only thing missing was the guy with the rope with the headphones on.
Oh, maybe.
And Schlitz malt liquor.
So I will say that one thing I really appreciated is that the original Star Wars came out in 1977.
Yep.
This felt like a movie that could have been made in the mid-70s. It felt like it belonged before Star Wars. The fashion almost seemed inspired by the 70s period, and so it actually felt like it belongs in its place in the hierarchy. Is that a good word?
In the universe, it actually feels like it belongs in that universe. It felt like it was there. Like when you're on the Millennium Falcon, and let's just talk about how glorious that brand spanking new Millennium Falcon looked.
I looked at him
friggin'
like,
glorious.
She looked so young.
It was so gorgeous.
Nothing was broken.
That lasted five minutes. But the thing is like when there's a scene in the cannon turret, and it was the graphics that we know and love. There's all the bells and switches and everything was everything that we loved.
Millennium Falcon.
But it was just brand new, and it was really good. I thought the Falcon itself stood out as a great character. But who really stole the show for me was Yunus Tutamu, who plays Chewbacca. He's the guy that's taken the mantle from Peter Mayhew and become Chewbacca. He really is the center focus for me. Every scene he's in, you can't not watch Chewbacca. He's just that friggin' good in this movie. He's amazing. So,
well, wait, there was one other character, and I'm blanking on his name. The original pilot of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to give too much away.
No, he wasn't on the Millennium Falcon. He was the pilot for...
Oh, that's right. He was Beckett's original pilot.
Yeah, Beckett, who's played by Woody Harrelson.
He did
does
an amazing
a great job.
But he starts the movie with two counterparts, and the one was just fantastic. And it was a great story to watch.
Yeah.
So all of that being said, you know, you learn about why Han Solo acts the way he does. How he met Lando Calrissian. We even found out where his name came from.
It's crazy.
It was just pieces of the puzzle that made so much sense.
You get to see how Han and Chewie meet for the first time. And let's just say this. It wasn't warm and fuzzy. Actually, it was kind of wet and muddy. But it's really, really good.
You get to see the Kessel Run.
You actually get to see the infamous Kessel Run, because nobody can make the Kessel Run in less than 20 parsecs.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my God. Kicks that right in the butt. It's awesome.
It was good. So, two thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up. I do want to tease you with two very special things. Be on the lookout for a very heartwarming cameo. And if you're eagle-eyed and you're thinking about it, and you hear the voice when you see this character for the first time, you'll know.
Right.
And then the second thing is a cameo out of left friggin' field. It's towards the end of the movie, and when it happens, you literally say it, and then you do it. It's amazing when you see it. So.
See, I don't even call that one a cameo.
I'll
give it to him.
Yeah.
Go see the movie and then tell us what you think the two are. The heartwarming cameo and the, oh my gosh, why is that person in this movie cameo?
Yeah. So, I give a thumbs up. Thumbs up. You give a thumbs up.
Oh, of course. Now, I will say, was there any part of the movie that you went, this is just not right?
Yes, but we don't have to talk about that if you don't want to.
Well, I'm going to say what I think it is.
What is it?
Paul Bettany.
Oh, no, that's not what I was saying.
Paul Bettany is in this movie. He is amazing.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany plays Vision in the Avengers movies, and
yep.
He is fantastic. And then you get to see him here in just a completely different character, and he was just really phenomenal. He stole the show to me.
Yeah, you get to see a different side of him, and for a little while it took me a minute to pull out of the fact that he's Vision. For the last 10 years, he's been the voice inside Tony Stark's suit. So it took me a little while to divorce myself from that. But once I did, it was truly terrifying.
Can I answer someone? So there's notes down below. No, Tony, Deadpool did not make a cameo.
We're good. We're all good. Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't Deadpool. No.
That
would have
been funny, though.
That would have been hilarious, though.
I did think I saw R2-D2.
Yep. Maybe.
R2-D2's cousin.
So there's a lot of great acting, a lot of great action. You kind of get dropped right in the middle of the story, which I love that kind of thing. So definitely want to go see it. My question to you before we call this a night is, will this bump off Deadpool this weekend?
I don't think it will, because there's been very little hype. And when it just feels like Disney didn't have a whole lot of faith in this movie. And if that's the case, I don't think it's going to be that crazy. I think it's going to be one of those sleeper hits that as people see it, see, Susan agrees with me, as people see it and they tell their friends, oh my gosh, you have to go see this, then you're going to see it. Then that's when it's going to grow.
I think that it has more legs on it than I think that Deadpool does. And as great as I think that Deadpool 2 is, I'm assuming I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, I'm familiar enough with Deadpool 1. I think the story and the legacy of Star Wars will carry Han Solo through, and I think that that will be the long-range winner. I think it's going to be the sleeper hit for this summer, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking it probably will be. So that's that. Go check that out. It's awesome. We definitely want to thank Wine Bar George for allowing us to do the live show here. Please come. If you're coming to Disney Springs on a trip or you live here, come hang out at Wine Bar George. George is here. Come say hi. Great wait staff. Amazing aesthetic in here. It's brick. It's wood. It's all the things I love. If you had a house and had money that you just wanted to just create the ultimate space to hang out with your friends, this is what I would create.
And honestly, they have power at almost every table. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really good, except for the tables in the middle.
Right.
So other than that, my friends, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to watch or listen. We want to make sure that you come to wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter and get some updates on what we're doing, where we're going to be, all sorts of news you might have missed. And is there anything else?
Definitely. Come see us this weekend at Hollywood Studios. It'll be on the Facebook page and it will be on the website. So come say hi in person.
All right. We appreciate your time. Thanks, guys. Make sure you come to www.parkhoppers.com. 4 parks, 1 world.
And everything in between.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.